right now, Ali Akbar Velayati, is, I believe, delivering the message by the Iranian leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
I'd like to take the opportunity, the lasting achievements
that تقدیم جامعه بشری نمایید. اتم شناسی و علوم هسته‌ای یکی از بزرگترین دستاوردهای بشری است که می تواند و باید در خدمت رفاه ملت‌های جهان و رشد و توسعه همه جوامع انسانی باشد. گستره کاربرد علوم هسته‌ای طیف وسیعی از نیازهای پزشکی
nuclear know-how covers
انرژی و صنعتی
medicinal use, industry, and other areas.
هر یک از اهمیت جایسته‌ای برخوردار است.
Assume their own importance.
به این دلیل
And that is why one can say that the nuclear know-how has an outstanding status in the economic life.
And
with a passage of time and an increase in industrial demand and medical and energy demand, the importance of nuclear know-how is more felt. That's why trying to achieve and attain the nuclear know-how and trying to benefit from it also increases. The people of the Middle East region, like other nations of the world, that are thirsty for security and stability, they have the right to possess the nuclear energy and try to bring about an outstanding and guarantee of status of their younger generation in the future. Maybe one of the ways to actually bring about adverse propaganda regarding Iran's nuclear activities is to prevent people from taking heed of this right that belongs to them. And the funny thing is that the nuclear criminal of the world is now claiming fighting the spread of nuclear weapons, and without a doubt, no serious action has taken place, has not made by that country, and that will never happen. If claim on spread of nuclear weapons, if the claim on fighting proliferation of nuclear weapons by America was not a lie, how could the Zionist regime avoid accepting international regulations in this connection, especially the NPT, and turn the occupied Palestinian land into an arsenal loaded with lots of nuclear warheads and weapons? The word atom, the same way it demonstrates the development of the science, it unfortunately reminds the most heinous incident in the world and misuse of this achievement by mankind. There are numerous countries that have embarked on stockpiling their nuclear arsenals, and that in itself can be a prelude for committing of crimes and also seriously threaten the world peace. But there is only one government that has committed an atomic crime, and that is the government of the United States of America. The oppressed people of Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki, in an unequal war, in an inhuman war, were targeted by atomic weapons. Ever since the first explosion of nuclear armaments by the United States in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that created a human catastrophe in the history of mankind, and it threatened mankind with a great menace. The need for scrapping such weapons
is now agreed by the world community, by consensus. Use of nuclear weapons not only leads to destruction and massacre, and not only led to that, but it also created rift among people, among the military, among the elderly, the youths, the children. It did not, it treated them equally, actually, and it's an inhumane aspects crossed the borders and even damaged and hurt the later generations. That's why any kind, any use of, and even threatening to use such weapons is in violation of the most basic human rights and humanitarian issues, and is a clear example of war crimes.